From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. Whether it's a Zoom appointment with a therapist or a phone call with a specialist, telehealth usage went way up during the pandemic. Some experts say the option increased healthcare access in rural areas, which are more common across the Gulf South. But many barriers around telehealth remain. Shalina Chutlani of the Gulf States Newsroom has this story.
In the post-pandemic world, some life changes are likely to stick around, like the way remote work is becoming more mainstream than ever. Mae Kwong with the Center for Connected Health Policy thinks telehealth is here to stay too.
Telehealth utilization, even though it dropped from like the highs at the beginning of the pandemic, it is still higher than what it was pre-pandemic.
Telehealth became a necessity while many people were sheltering at home. The nonprofit group Fair Health tracks billions of private hospital bills. Between December 2019 and December 2020, it found that the number of telehealth claims had increased by nearly 3,000%.
And that's due partially, of course, to the more flexible policies that are still in place in a lot of jurisdictions.
It used to be difficult for hospitals and clinics to bill insurance for telehealth visits. But during the pandemic, many policies changed, so those charges were allowed. Post-pandemic, that flexibility could go away, and the Gulf South might feel it the most. The region is more rural than the rest of the country, with more people spread out far away from health centers. And CDC data show that people here often deal with multiple chronic health conditions. That's why hospitals like the University of Mississippi Medical Center and the University of Alabama at Birmingham have invested in telehealth long before the pandemic.
You can see them face-to-face, and if you have any problems, you can talk to them.
That's 47-year-old Patrick Stoltz, who has been using telehealth since 2015. Stoltz has kidney disease and has been on dialysis for about 10 years. He sees a doctor at UAB, but lives over an hour away in rural Haleyville, Alabama. He's had a lot of health emergencies. And since he's familiar with the technology, telehealth gives him peace of mind in between his monthly in-person visits to check his heart rate and get his blood work done.
Now over a phone, all we do is just answer questions like if I'm doing okay, if I'm having any swelling, or if my sight's okay.
Stoltz's doctor, nephrologist Eric Wallace, started a telehealth program for his rural patients. He says it's not always convenient. Other patients have faced a lot of hurdles.
Number one is I don't have the money for a phone. Number two is I have a phone, but I live in an area that doesn't have internet. Problem number three is I have a phone. I have the money to use internet. I don't know how to use it.
Wallace says some studies show patients who would usually skip out on seeing the doctor altogether are more likely to get medical attention if telemedicine is an option. But others might want to go to the doctor and just need help with transportation or getting insurance. He says telehealth cannot and should not be used for all types of care.
Dialysis care, they have to come once a month, right? They have to get labs. And so my telehealth was always about giving patients choice. For me, telehealth was not as much I'm going to do a better job. It was I want my patients to have the best quality of life.
The federal government has acknowledged that medical facilities may need more help reducing telehealth barriers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced in February that it's investing over $40 million in telemedicine and distance learning infrastructure in rural areas. More than $5 million of that is going toward telemedicine projects in Mississippi and Alabama. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chutlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WWNO in New Orleans, WBHM in Birmingham, and Mississippi Public Broadcasting.